Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Lord have mercy. I got 10 pages. I'm on page 1. This thing's real. It's keeping me alive. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
That's right.
Every day I get my thrill right here. Oh, have mercy sakes. Prayer and tears and this right here. Lord have mercy. I'm on the move. I'm on the move. I'm on the move. I'm a going forward. Hallelujah. The Bible said, tell the people. God says, tell the people to go forth. 2 to 3 million Israelites, and I had that figured out. I wish that I wrote it down. If they were standing abreast so many yards this away, how many hours it would take them to get across the Red Sea?
Yeah.
Hours. 2 to 3 million Israelites.
Yeah.
And when they got to the other side, Miriam pulled out the tambourine. They begin to praise God and begin to sing.
Yes.
Old Pharaoh and his army and his henchmen rode their chariots out right into the middle of the Red Sea. Ain't this amazing? Right when the devil thanks you, God closes a trap on him. I've had mice in my house before, and I don't like a mouse in my house.
No.
I'll put bacon and cheese in that trap, and I'll set traps all over the place. Hardly ever get one, but I tell you what, once he gets in there, there's a little spring that's activated, but he's out of it. But ain't it amazing when the devil says, I've got him.
Yeah.
We're going to take you back into bondage. Oh, no, you ain't.
That's right.
I've come this far by faith. I'm going to trust God.
Yeah.
Holy God.
Thank you.
The angels came down and took the wheels off of the chariots.
Glory be to God.
Don't you tell me God cannot move on your situation. God can move upon your situation on your job. He can move upon your situation in a school. He can move upon your situation in your home and in your family. Don't tell me God don't know how to move. Praise the Lord. Woo! I praise him here this morning. And God caused the waters that were heaped up as mountains on each side. They clasped together and drowned Pharaoh's host, and they sunk to the bottom as lead and to the bottom of the Red Sea. They're gone. Why'd I say all of that? I'm coming back. Don't you tell me the Red Sea is the type of the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus. You'll never get through. You'll never get through without the blood, the red royal blood of the Lamb.
That's right.
And when God brings you through, listen, what this was the type of, when the waters crashed back together, the enemies was destroyed in Israel's life, the type of blood, it closed the door on Israel's past. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. It closed the door forever on Israel's past. We don't have to go back now. The blood has took care of it all. My Lord, I feel God here tonight. Yes, sweet Jesus. I said the blood will take care of it.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
How about to hand this mic over to Brother Jason? Let him go with it for a while. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Feel the fire of burning this morning, Lord. Well, how many loves him in this house? Glory, glory, glory.
Glory be unto God. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen. When Moses, the man of God, Israel's leader, died, and the Lord took him home to heaven, the Lord spoke to Joshua to lead the children of Israel. Go before them, Joshua, and lead my people into the promised land. God told Joshua, listen, don't you turn to the right hand. And don't you turn to the left hand. Don't look and focus on each side of you. But look straight ahead. And keep going. And it'll make your way prosperous. Hallelujah. How many wants to make your way prosperous? In this time, Paul knew he could not look back. I can't look to the side of me. What's going on? The devil's got all kind of turmoil. I'm on distractions. And God told Joshua, you're going to bring my people into the promised land, land that don't look to the left or to the right. Hallelujah. Honestly, if you focus on the bad, it will take you down. It will take you down. It will stop you.
Glory to God.
If there was ever a time that we need to focus and refocus on heaven. Brother George, it's right now.
Amen.
Title of my message this morning, keep on going. Keep on going. Pandemic, pestilence, bad news, it don't matter. Keep going.
Amen.
Keep going. Yes. My Lord.
That's right, brother.
We must keep going. Jesus kept going. The disciples kept on going. The patriarchs and the matriarchs of old kept going. We got testimonies, Brother Jason, of our friends and our loved ones who kept running and kept going, and they made it home. God brought them through. Now, Brother George, it is our turn. Will we continue? Will we go on? Will we finish the race? Will you go all the way? I want to take you this morning on an upward climb. We're going to enter the path of life and the path of righteousness that leads to heaven.
Yes. Bless you, Lord.
Now that was just an introduction to this message, and right here's really where the message starts. You all ready for this? I got in the right mood, and I'm telling you what, oh Lord have mercy. Now you all might think I'm kidding you, but I'm not kidding you. I preach on paper. I honestly do. I can write so much like I'm preaching it, just as the Spirit of God gives it. And I can see a lot of faces. I can see you. I can see myself. I can see the needs of the church. I can smell the ink from that pen. I'm not bragging. I can smell the ink from this pen.
Bless him, Lord.
I have to lay it down, pull my glasses off, and weep and cry. I cry for you.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
I cry for you.
Glory, glory, glory.
I cry for my friends. I cry for my brothers and sisters.
Blessed be the name.
I cry for you.
Blessed be God.
I'm trying to help you and encourage you.
Thank
oh, my Jesus.
Jesus.
What I want to do right now, we're at the base of this mountain. All this came by inspiration. I began to write it as fast as I could write it. We're going to enter into the path of life. And we're going to start ascending and going up. Now stay with me for a little while. I believe this will talk to us. We're on our way now on this narrow, steep path that ends in glory in our home in heaven. We all, in one way or another, are up against it.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord. Amen.
We all, Brother Anthony, have our battles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Life here, listen, is made up of suffering. It's made up of trials. The path to glory is made up of suffering. Jesus walked it. The disciples walked it. All true believers today will walk this road. You will experience hardships and pain along the way. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. Honestly, if I've got anything to do to help you, I will turn around on this path and I'll reach to your hand and I'll help you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Bless my brother.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't ever think for a moment that you're by yourself on this path. It might be narrow. It might be so narrow you have to squeeze through those places. But it's always got room for one more. The shepherd walks with you. I said the Lord walks with you on this path. You're never alone.
Yes,
sir. Oh, God. There will be steep places in this path that leads to heaven.
Yeah.
Have you ever reached a steep place?
Oh, yeah.
When once you enter this path and start, there will be no turning back. You know that in here. I can't turn back.
Bless him, Lord.
God.
Come on, man.
I've got to make it.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
I've got to make it, Lord. I want to make it.
Right.
You know deep in here where you started. You know why here. You know the time you gave Jesus your heart. And down deep in you, you don't want to be lost. You don't want to turn back, but you want to make heaven your home.
Bless him, Lord.
You know in here that you can't quit. I can't quit. Oh, Lord. There will be no turning back. Remember, this path, your own, is lined with thorns along the way that at times will pierce you through.
Amen.
And they will hurt. They will hurt. But will you still go on? But will you still go on? How many times, how many has it ever been out there and you got a thorn in your hand or a splinter in your hand? My Lord, oh God, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. Go running in there, Mary, get the magnifying glass, get a stick pen and see if you can get this out. Oh God, it's a hurting me, it's hurting me. You will be hurt on this path at times. Come on now.
That's right.
But God's good grace will be there with you and help you and soothe you and heal. Hallelujah to God.
Bless him, Lord.
You'll come to places that are steep to where you must persevere to continue on.
Yeah.
Are you there?
That's right. Bless you, Lord.
Are you there? God. With all that you can do is muster the strength, to muster the strength, to put one step ahead of the other and push. Push to take the next step. I'm on my way home.
Oh, bless him.
I said, I'm on my way home.
Amen.
One step at a time. I'm on my way.
God.
Jesus never promised us a bed of roses without thorns.
Right.
He never promised us that we would not have pain and suffering. You will come to places in this path to heaven that your faith will be tried. The rocks will hurt your feet, and you'll hear the voice of the enemy telling you that it would be easier for you to turn back. But you know deep inside of you that you've got to go on. I must continue on. In your heart, you started for heaven, and there is no turning back. I'm telling you what gets a lot of people discouraged in their trials and battles. They stop to analyze the rocks.
Oh, bless him, Lord. Yeah, bless him, Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Come on, bro. Bless
God. Gave me that a long time ago. How many of you ever had your feet hurt? Yeah, he has.
Oh, yeah.
You walk on gravels for so long and stuff, your shoes is not that good of shape. After a while, your feet hurts. Your feet hurts. If you stop to analyze those rocks that hurt your feet, you try to analyze everything that's happened to you, and it won't be very long. The enemy said, it's too much. It's too much. It's too much.
Bless him, Lord.
It'd be easier if you just let up. You let up. Let up. Come on. These things that hurts us, battles and problems and people that hurts us, If I start to analyze it all, and I start to analyze why, and I question God, why, Lord, why? Why did not this work out? Why am I suffering? And we analyze the things that hurt us. It won't be long that it will take the faith, the desire out of you, and you'll begin to get hard in your heart. You'll develop an attitude, why me, why me?
God bless
you. Get discouraged, and after a while, those rocks, that steep places in the path, you look at others and you think they're more blessed. Look, they're higher than I am. They're in the glory of God. Look at me. I suffer. If you stop to analyze all that and put it all together, it won't be very long. You hear that old voice, that echoing voice from the sidelines and the bushes along that path. Said, just why don't you turn back? Right. It ain't worth it. I feel God here tonight.
That's right. Bless
yes, it is worth it.
That's right, brother. It is.
Yes, it is worth Bless it. I've had my Come problems. On, I've had to climb up over rock cliffs, this is spiritual. I've had the stones to hurt my feet.
Yeah.
But when I look and I see what God's brought me out of and the call of God years ago in the Spirit of the Lord, when I remember the call and the draw, listen, and the anointing that I have failed, when I have remember seeing the glory of God, there ain't no stopping now. I might be a suffering right now in my body. I might be hurting right now in my body, but I gotta go, ye, in my soul. I still on my way. I might not climb as fast as you. You might be ahead of me, come on. But I tell you what, I'm still climbing. There's times I gotta stop and rest for a while and tie myself off and rest till the Lord strengthens me and refreshes me. And it ain't very long. That voice on the inside said, you've come this far. Go right on. Get up, son, and go on. Hallelujah. Go on. I call. Come on. Come on. Come on.
That's right.
Come on, every one of us in this house this morning, we're closer to heaven than you really realize you are.
That's so true. So true.
You never know how close to God you are until you fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lord. God's a dealing. God's a dealing. God's a dealing. He might be a dealing out there. You never know and realize how far you drift from the Lord until you desire to get back to Him. You'll say, oh Lord, I did not know I was that far away from you.
That's right.
I did not know that I drifted that far away from you, Lord, and to get back where I was.
Amen.
You're closer to the Lord. You're closer to God, closer to heaven than you really realize. Because if you ever back up, you ever backslide, you drift away from God. And God begins to stir you and you begin to climb again, climb all over again. You've got to conquer everything again.
Yes.
I'm trying to help you this morning. You better stay right where God's put you. And the call of God's put in your life. Don't let up. Come on. Don't let up an inch. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Have your way, Lord. God, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
No turning back. Listen.
No turning back.
Let me finish this.
Blessing, Lord.
In your heart, you started for heaven. And there's no turning back.
Right.
Yes, in the hard times, you will make a decision. Y'all listen.
Yes.
There will be times in that pathway you will make a decision and a choice.
Right.
It happens to everybody.
Amen.
You've been there before when it seemed you would never make it over the rocks in the path that you had. And you had to muster the strength to climb over those.
Yes.
But down deep inside, something would not let you quit.
Praise be to God. Amen.
Something.
Hallelujah.
There's something. I got my problems. Well, I fell down the steps, got a brace on this morning, pulled the ligaments and the tendons in her knee. All the pain. She whispered right here, helping her down the ramp. I'm hurting. Babe, I'm hurting. My knees are hurting so bad. But she's going on. She's going on.
Yes.
I've seen her determination.
Thank you, Lord.
My mother-in-law, my precious mommy-in-law that's now in heaven. Doctor told her had 4 major heart attacks. Come on. That, oh Lord, that torch she left for her children. Mary picked up the torch. Clarence picked up the torch. That mantle has fell to her children to go like mama went. Pray like mama prayed for major heart attacks. Her heart just barely a working and pumping the blood. But my mommy-in-law said, I'm not staying home, Dad. Talking to Mary's dad, I want to go to church. Hallelujah. He got a wheelchair and put my precious mommy-in-law in the wheelchair and brought her to church. Hallelujah. Put her in that wheelchair and wheeled her up the ramp and in the house of the Lord and brought her up here to the front, and she climbed out of it and got on the front row. Hallelujah to the Lord. Her heart barely a-working, and the power of God. I see the power of the Lord. The devil told her, I'm taking you out. It's the end for you. You will not be back. But I've seen her stand and testify, and the power of God came all over Sister Evans, and she came up and got the anointing oil. The power of God came down, and strength entered into her body and said, anybody here that's got an affliction, I feel like an anointing people. I see them make a healing line, and my mommy-in-law supernaturally, the strength of Almighty God and the Holy Ghost, and I seen her put that oil in her hands and slap it on people's heads, and they would fall this way and that way. Don't you tell me I can't make it. The doctor told Sister Evans, what's keeping you, ma'am, is your strong willpower. Your willpower power is keeping you out of the grave.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Your willpower is keeping her. Is keeping you out of the grave.
Yep.
Lord God Almighty. I feel like running.
Bless him, Lord.
I've seen my wife fight gout in her feet so bad she could not stand the weight of a sheet on her foot. Going to the Ashland church at that time, Mary said, I'm not staying home. I said, how are you going to do it? It wintertime. Was there snow on?
Yeah.
There was a snow on. Mary said, I'm not staying home. You help me to the car, I'm going to church. Pang, you can see it. She grimaced in her face, grimacing. I'm hurting. I mean, babe, she called me. I'm hurting, babe, I'm hurting. Help me to the car.
Put a sock on.
Put a sock on, it's all she had.
All I could wear.
She had a sock on the other foot and one sock on this foot. Carry her to the car, practically. Bring her into the house of the Lord. Lead me to the piano.
Hallelujah be to God.
Help me to the piano.
Yeah.
Come on now. How many's got a determination?
Right.
I tell you what, if you'll make one step, God will make two.
Amen.
Come on now. Come on. I said, if you put forth an effort, God will come and meet you. Amen. I said, God will come and meet you. Well, praise be to the Lord. Make an effort. I tell you, oh, my Lord, I feel him. Make an effort. I keep going. I keep climbing. You're closer than you've ever been.
Amen. Yes. Lord, bless you. Be
God. Holy Ghost. God, move over this congregation. God, move out there in Marco Polo land. You can do it. You can arise. You can get up. And you can be renewed and restored. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Glory.
Page two. Got eight more.
God.
You better come up here. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless you.
Now, this is the reason that I say thank you, Jesus, for my helpmate. She helps me. Now, look at this. I help her.
Praise be to God.
You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bless you.
Helping one another.
Amen.
Buddy, I'll help you.
Yeah.
As much as I can. Oh, Lord, I love you. How many loves him this morning?
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
If you'll scoot over a little bit, I'll help you carry your load. God, hallelujah. Let me finish this before she starts playing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. In the hard times, you will make a decision.
Yeah.
You've been there before when it seemed you'd never make it over the rocks.
Oh, Rick.
You had to muster the strength to climb over, but down deep inside, something would not let you quit.
Right.
You caught in your heart, your spirit, a glimpse of heaven. Brother George, I caught a glimpse of the angel choir. Loved ones over there shouting, no problems, total victory, new bodies. I caught a glimpse of heaven and the glory that waits, and it has propelled me onward. No matter how dark the path gets, Jesus is the light of the way. Yes, there's voices that house on both sides of your path telling you to turn back. It's too hard. You can't make it. But you hear another voice so sweet and so tender saying, go on. I keep right on going, child. You're nearer than you've ever been. Child, I am with you. You are not alone. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the world. Hallelujah. If you will trust and keep going, I'll bring you safely home. Listen, your eternal home is at the end of this path. Don't get off of it. Jesus, as I say to you this morning, I've got a crown. I've got a crown waiting for you. I keep a going, child. The glories of heaven are waiting on you. I keep pressing on. I keep on going. One day when you reach your goal, you will look back and see the hand of God and His grace that brought you through it all. Hallelujah. And you'll say, I'm glad. I'm glad. You'll say, I'm glad that I made it home. I kept going.
Spirit of God.
Stand with me. You are able here this morning.
Thank you, mighty.
I'm glad I held on. I'm glad I kept running.
Amen.
I'm glad I kept going. Hey, where would I be? Where would you all be if I wasn't here this morning? I just said, well, forget it. Come on now. We can't let our battles and our trials get us down. Come on now. I would miss the biggest blessings in my life, Sister Carolyn, if I didn't run on and go on, go on. I feel Him. Can we kneel on our knees right now? Find a place to call on God. I'm going, Jesus. I'm a going. I'm a going. I'm a going. I'm a going. Hallelujah to God.
Lord, I praise you. I worship you this morning, mighty God. Thank you.
I'm nearer home.
Yes.
When I watch it's through day.
Yes, Lord.
I'm closer to God. In prayer I pray.
Yes, I am, Jesus. Yes.
I'm closer.